लकी है। सफलता प्राप्त होना भी लक की निशानी है। नॉलेजफुल बनना ही लक को जगाने का साधन है। सफलता होना लक की निशानी, नॉलेजफुल बनना अर्थात लक को जगाने का साधन है। नॉलेज रचता रचना की नहीं, लेकिन नॉलेजफुल अर्थात हर संकल्प, हर शब्द, हर कर्म में ज्ञान स्वरूप हो। हर संकल्प, हर शब्द, हर कर्म में ज्ञान स्वरूप हो, तब सफलता मूर्त बनेंगे। अगर पुरुषार्थ सही होते भी सफलता दिखाई नहीं देती है तो ये समझना चाहिए ये असफलता नहीं है, पर परिपक्वता बनाने का साधन है। कुछ हो गया भाई असफलता, भाई असफलता नहीं है, परिपक्वता बनाने का साधन है, परिपक्वता का साधन है। स्लोगन है, कितना पॉजिटिव, कितना अच्छा भाई जो कुछ होता है। न्यारे बनकर कर्मेंद्रियों से कर्म कराओ तो कर्मातीत स्थिति का अनुभव सहज कर सकेंगे। न्यारे हो बनकर कर्मेंद्रियों से कर्म कराओ तो कर्मातीत स्थिति का सहज अनुभव करेंगे। ओम शांति। अच्छा, कल के लिए विश्व कल्याणकारी आत्मा हूं, इस स्मृति में रहकर सेवा करो। विश्व कल्याणकारी आत्मा हूं, स्मृति में सेवा करो तो सेवा में वृद्धि होगी। देय मानी बन, अपने आप को शक्ति स्वरूप या शांत स्वरूप स्थिति अथवा किसी भी शक्तिशाली स्थिति के अनुभव में स्थित करो अपने आप को। प्रभु से स्थिति का असर वातावरण पर होने दो। अंदर से शांत स्वरूप के या शक्ति स्वरूप के ऐसी स्थिति बनाओ, प्रभु से वातावरण को बने दो। बाबा इतनी सहज बताता है, फिर वाणी से संदेश दो तो इसका प्रभाव बहुत सुंदर होगा। ओम शांति।
सोने की दुनिया होगी, देवता होंगे लोग। सोने की दुनिया होगी, देवता होंगे लोग। सुख अपार होंगे, खाने को छप्पन भोग। सुख अपार होंगे, खाने को छप्पन भोग। सोने की दुनिया होगी। Thank you. राधे कृष्ण के संग सभी करेंगे रास, झिलमिल महलों में देवता करे निवास। राधे कृष्ण के संग सभी करेंगे रास, झिलमिल महलों में देवता करे निवास। देवता करे निवास, आठों प्रहर उत्सव ऐसा बनेगा यो, सुख अपार होंगे खाने को छप्पन भोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी। सुंदर बहार, पशु पक्षी भी मिलकर बांटेंगे ऐसा प्यार। स्वर्ग में होगी सदा सुंदर बहार, पशु पक्षी भी मिलकर बांटेंगे ऐसा प्यार। बांटेंगे ऐसा प्यार, लंबी आयु जीने को प्रकृति करे सहयोग, सुख अपार होंगे खाने को छप्पन भोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी। देवता होंगे लोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी, देवता होंगे लोग, सुख अपार होंगे खाने को छप्पन भोग, सुख अपार होंगे खाने को छप्पन भोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी। देवता होंगे लोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी, देवता होंगे लोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी, देवता होंगे लोग, सोने की दुनिया होगी।
पहले भी आप लोगों को बताया था, अभी भी रिपीट करते हैं।
I shared this with you earlier, and now I'm going to repeat it. Previously, we used to say that we have to take four things from the day's Murli, but now I'm saying take 10 things from the day's Murli. And we should have this hobby that from every Murli, you take 10 things, not only in your intellect, but in your heart. And if they're not in your heart, then you can't be merciful and have an honest heart. Or you can't have an honest heart that is merciful.
پہلے ہے اپنے پر رحم کرنا, سچی دل سے اپنے پر رحم کرنا.
First of all, I have to have mercy on myself with an honest heart.
Baba kehte main kripa aashirwad nahi karta hu.
Baba says I don't have mercy or give blessings, but Baba says I tell you what to do, but then you have to do it yourself. On the path of bhakti, they say that God gives the return of everything you do, but Baba says, no, I don't give you anything. You receive everything automatically. Whatever you do with that bhavana, you receive the result automatically. Baba says, I tell you what to do, but then those who make effort, they receive the reward of that. So really, Baba is so unique. He shows you everything in the right way. He doesn't say, I give you anything. You did these things on the path of devotion. And because you have that experience and you want to do things automatically, it's like whatever you do on the path of devotion, you enjoy doing that. It happens automatically.
So
we do for God, and we say God is making us do, but Baba says, well, you're doing something, and so you automatically receive the return of that. So Baba gives us such true knowledge in such an easy way. All we have to do is make our intellect so pure, and you feel that, yes, this knowledge is like a mask. We used to have one dadi, Mithu dadi. We don't know her that much because her eyes were like deer's eyes.
Baba
used to call her a deer. The musk you get from the deer. Dadi says, we didn't know about this, but we heard this from Baba. And Baba used to see someone's intellect and would say, this one's really like this musk. So Baba sees what our intellects are like. When our intellect is so clean and pure, it's so valuable, it's like the musk. Another sister called Satya in Pune, and Baba gave her also the name of the deer. Previously, she used to be very kind of mischievous, causing a lot of mischief, because she was very kind of... She says, I don't like this picture of the cycle, I don't know. I can't understand the drama and the cycle and the 5,000 years, and I only want the knowledge of the soul and the supreme soul. I just want to... She is fed up in the world, and so she says, I want to have just peace, I don't want everything else. So then I didn't used to explain to her about the cycle and the drama. I just tell her the knowledge about the soul and the supreme soul. And then as she heard that, she had many tests in her life, but then with this knowledge she was able to pass. She developed the power to pass through these exams, the tests in her life. One and only son, 11 years old. Some karmic account with the husband anyway. She had two daughters. This only son, her brother, the mother's brother, didn't have any children, any sons. He had two daughters. So this one son was especially loved by the two families, his uncle and by Dadi and everyone. He had blood cancer, and every time he used to have a blood transfusion, then he would say, tell my uncle not to waste money on this because I'm going to die anyway, but tell him to use the money in a worthwhile cause because I'll die here, but I'm going to get a good birth somewhere else. So that is saying, I didn't really feel like crying at his situation, but seeing his sensibility and how he was so concerned. about not wasting money on him because he knew that he wasn't going to get cured anyway. So felt really sorry for him in that sense. And then when he died, Baba had a lot of love for his mother Satya. It didn't even feel like her son has died. She didn't show that. And when she went to Baba, Baba said, "My child who is a deer has come." So she had actually imbibed the knowledge, considering it to be the, like the musk, very powerful, very strong. Her whole family, her mother, her brothers, so all of them. So Daddy was sharing a story the other day that that's her house that Daddy had taken then on rent and stayed there when Baba was about to be coming in Pune. He used to have the Rakhi tied with so much love. So the love for the family that we have, to take that love from the family, first of all to give love to the family and then receive love in return. One who is Baba's right hand knows how to give love to everyone. They're not dry without sharing, being so entertaining. What will a dry bit of wood do? If there's a whole bundle of dry wood, sometimes they'll catch fire, but if they're wet, moist, then they won't catch fire. So I mustn't become dry in that sense. But with a stage of soul consciousness, I have to become so sweet. Baba says, child, become sweet. Knowledge is not just for relating to others, not just for thinking about it, but for becoming. So let my thoughts be such. Let there be my words filled with the sweetness, and let me perform such actions that they inspire others. So what does Baba want? That every action of the child is righteous. But there can only be righteous actions when you've understood what is right and what is wrong. When you've understood something is wrong, then you won't do that. But for that, there has to be cleanliness inside in every way. Not to have anything extra. No desires. No attachments. Completely free. No excuses about anything. Whatever service there is in front of you, you'll do that, giving your heart and soul in that, without giving any excuses, because you're Baba's right-hand child. But if you have something else in your mind, then you won't have any interest in doing service, and you'll feel, well, I've done a lot, I don't want to do. There's many others who can do it, I've already done a lot, and so I'm not interested. And you become dry then you don't get on with others. In relationships also, people don't want anything else nowadays. Doesn't matter what else happens. We had Hardevi Dadi, the Bhandari. Once they got this Indian marrow kind of thing, and it was maybe some of them were bitter, and yet they made the sabji, the vegetable curry, and Baba said, you have to do something. And then she made some kind of pakoras and with sugar in that and put that with the sabji so that the bitterness wouldn't be tasted so much with the other sweet. And then they were able to use all of that. And then Baba gave her a lot of love. You can't then blame anyone that before you cut the vegetables, you taste it. Okay, something's gone wrong, but then how do you reform it rather than just spreading the mistake? People think they're very wise when they think this one's done this and this one's done that, and they keep on repeating that. But in fact, you make everything else even more bitter. But how do you transform something that is already gone wrong and make it sweet? You go into the kitchen and you've served something which isn't right, and you say, look at the food, what kind of food are they serving? But the sister, she was looking after the bandara. Every time she came in front of Baba, it never felt Baba. You could never tell that she had come having cooked for so many. As soon as she'd come to Baba from the bandara, she'd take drishti and begin to dance. In her Lokic life, she had servants who would do everything for her. She didn't even need to get a glass of water for herself. She would be given that on a plate. But here she came to Baba, and Baba told her, you have to look after the bandara. And she said, Ji Baba. So whatever Baba makes you do. So what does it mean to be surrendered? That you do whatever Baba makes you do. She used to be with Baba in Bombay. There's a story of a couple, Nar Damyanti, and it's like the husband would only eat food prepared by this one. I think it was his wife and no one else. When one makes food with such love for Baba and to have that loving relationship with everyone else, then doesn't matter what someone is like, you make them sweet. If you say someone else is bitter, then what does that make you? Even when people outside give lectures, I learn from them. They also have their own inventions when giving lectures. And they said, what's the work of the fire? If the fire doesn't do what it has to do, then that fire is of no use. If it doesn't burn everything, if the water doesn't do its own work, then what use is the water? The water will not say, why was there a fire? The water can't get hot in that sense. The fire's duty is to get angry, to get heated because of anger. And the water's work is to cool down the fire. But when you start asking questions, it means you're putting petrol, adding fuel to the fire. Your duty is just to sprinkle water on the fire. The fire's duty is to get ignited. And okay, fine. Anger means they want to get rid of their anger, and only when they get rid of their anger and they start a fire in that sense will they feel comfortable. Otherwise, the anger is being suppressed inside and it will erupt at some point. So Baba said today also, when there's a spark first, then the fire will take place. But whatever anger is inside, if that doesn't get expressed, then it's being suppressed, and then at some point it will erupt. And so when it does erupt, then what's the duty of the water? And what does the wind do? It's going to spread the fire. But sometimes when there's no fire, when it's a nice cool breeze, then it it makes you feel comfortable because you don't feel the heat so much then. When it's so hot and then suddenly there's a cool breeze, you enjoy that. So I mustn't make the atmosphere heated in any way. Let me make the atmosphere very cool, warm. And even when it's cold, then you create a warm atmosphere. Then you feel comfortable when you feel right temperature. Otherwise you're cold and you're freezing and you don't feel happy. What does the sky do? Does everything from up above. Sun is up above, moon, stars up above. The ones that bring the omens are up above. The ones that remove the omens are also up above. Suddenly some omens come from up above. Someone was moving along very well and suddenly something humps. Something came and their head was affected by the omens. But now we are experiencing the omens of Jupiter, the highest omens from the one up above, by keeping our intellect connected with the one up above. The sun, moon do their own work, the stars do their own work. What am I doing? Because I'm a lucky star, so what am I doing? Am I a lucky star or a star of obstacles that creates obstacles? I'm a lucky star, a star of success. A sparkling star. You also talk of the comets. They constantly keep asking questions, and by asking questions in this way, they make others fall also. They just can't quiet down. Okay, if not today, then tomorrow, but everything will work out fine. What does the earth do? It's the mother. So whilst in the body, when you do righteous actions, charitable actions, then you receive a lot of charity from that. So whilst living on this earth, be aware of the actions you perform. The earth says, if you want to take rest, come to me. If you want food, come to me. If you want water, come to me. If you want food, fruits, flowers, come to me. I am ready to serve you. So since all the elements are ready and serving now, so even though the elements are tamapradhan, we have to be Derek Dad is very happy when Daddy sees you in class. And today you went with a little note to Daddy. Daddy asked you to sit at the front somewhere. Daddy is very happy. The elements are doing everything by themselves also. So we are human souls. Only souls, human souls, can understand everything. A young child's intellect is still not so developed and so cannot understand so much, but the knowledge that Baba is giving us, if one is able to understand that, doesn't matter whether one's young or old, when you've understood the knowledge and you've imbibed it, once you've imbibed Baba's knowledge, what Baba's been sharing, the true knowledge, and you draw the power of peace from Baba, then you develop sweetness in yourself. When one becomes dry, they go into depression, and that kind of peace is dangerous. But be peaceful with knowledge, with understanding, knowing that each one has their own part in the drama. Sometimes you've made it very firm inside yourself. This is not good. This one is not good. This one is good. This one is not good. You feel, well, I don't have to stay with such people. They're like this and like that, and I have to be very careful about myself. But those who use their intellect in that way, their intellect is not able to go beyond the five elements. See where Shiv Baba is, how he comes here, how he's explaining to us. We are understanding what he's explaining. But first, the intellect has to go beyond all things. To go beyond the five elements means to go beyond all things here, all situations here. The peace that you experience in the Brahma element. So I can only experience that peace when I become pure. That's why impure ones cannot go up there. So the pure I remain here now, the more I'll be able to draw that piece of the home into myself now. Obstacles come in making effort, but when I make real effort, then the obstacles go away. Yes, obstacles come, but then how can I remove them? Every minute there's obstacles that come. But as soon as they come, I chase them away. And then the obstacles will see that, yes, they're not really valued here. There's no space for them here, and so they'll go away. If obstacles come and you let them sit there and you make them comfortable, then they will perform their dance and be comfortable. That's why Baba said, you are able to understand about sorrow, happiness, victory, defeat. So go beyond all of that. Why should you get so engrossed in that state of happiness which is based on temporary things, or get unhappy because of the situations? Go beyond all of that and be in a constant stage. So only when you've made such effort of being stable in that original stage, then you can say, yes, you're fortunate. Baba says, my duty is to explain to the children, but then it's the children's duty to make effort. Afterwards, Baba does his bit and then becomes quiet. He has to finish his work by giving us knowledge, salvation, and take us back home. He can't throw anyone away. If someone wants to go to the land of happiness, he's going to give them the fortune, kingdom of fortune here at this time. He says, just make your own effort. If you want to go to the land of peace, then go there peacefully. This is Baba's work. So now that he's not going to take leave as she normally does, but she's just going to go straight down the middle aisle. So no handshake with everyone, but just that he'll give drishti as she's walking down up the aisle. Om Shanti. Going to a program somewhere in the city, more breakfast program.
बता कर लाई हूँ दुनिया बता कर